I'm here at the American Coalition for Ethanol annual meeting with Stephanie Herseth Sandlin, who was presented with the President's Award this year by her father, Lars Herseth, who is president of ACE. And Stephanie, first of all, if you could just, you talked about what this meant to you, what this award means to you.
Well, it was a great honor to receive the award. Certainly special to receive the award from my father. All the folks that I've worked with really over the past decade in the industry and the dedicated individuals who are members of ACE and what they've done to make such progress for the ethanol industry, to create new jobs, to contribute to the national economy, to make contributions to our national defense. They're just a great group of folks who I admire and respect so much. And to receive such a distinction makes me feel great about my public service as well as my ongoing advocacy that I brought value to the table to all of their efforts.
Well, you were a great advocate for ethanol when you were in Congress. And you talked about when you decided to run, talking to your dad a little bit about that and about the importance of ethanol to South Dakota.
That's right. I remember, you know, a lot of farmers, you know, had known of the potential for the corn they were growing to be utilized for fuel as well. And they took a lot of risks there in the late 90s and early 2000s, and of course many before that, where it just couldn't get up off the ground. But boy, when they started, they really experienced tremendous growth. And I was pleased to be a part of an effort where federal policy had to play a role to ensure that, you know, there was a level playing field, a fair shake for new stakeholders at the table trying to make a contribution to our fuel supply versus those who'd, you know, really put a chokehold on it for decades. And we still face those same challenges. But given the maturity of the industry, given the type of folks that are here today participating, lending their efforts, their time, their energies, their ideas, I look forward to continuing to be a part of their team.
Well, and while you were in Congress, you were really, as you said, an advocate for ethanol, and you were able to be behind some key legislation that has helped the industry.
Yes, I remember in my first full term in 2005 when we were negotiating an energy bill. At the time, the Republicans were in control of the House. I remember Chairman Joe Barton was talking to those of us who represented farm country and corn in particular about this first renewable fuel standard and how to structure it and the kind of support that we might be able to lend to other elements of the bill if we were to include that RFS. And it was a bipartisan bill supported by the Bush administration. Over time, I felt that the ethanol industry garnered additional Democratic support and has always been supported in a bipartisan way, which is so important, and yet a challenge in its own right in today's political climate. But over time, we were able to develop more allies and built on that first RFS in 2007 with the second RFS and energy programs and the Farm Bill. And now it's about, you know, making smart judgments in defending the RFS, but looking for additional new opportunities like the Urban Air Initiative, the role of clean octane and ethanol as a substitute for aromatics and gasoline, and the additional health impact that that can have in our larger communities in the country.
Well, I know we're going to learn more about the Urban Air Initiative here tomorrow, but just give us a little bit of background. What is the Urban Air Initiative, your involvement in it, and why do you think that that's important as far as ethanol is concerned?
Well, it's an initiative that brings a diverse group of stakeholders to the table. I came representing Ron Fagan and Fagan Inc., working with Dave Vandergren and his team at ICM, as well as others, not just with interest in the ethanol industry, but other alternative sources of fuels. We've been talking to folks in the electric vehicle industry, in the compressed natural gas industry, talking with public health organizations like the American Lung and American Heart Associations, talking with Moms Clean Air Force, kind of a new kind of blogosphere of activist mothers across the country, and finding other avenues in which we can inform people of what I don't want to get too technical, but aromatics and gasoline mean for both the cost of gasoline for consumers, but the pollution that's caused through both larger particulate matter as well as ultrafine particulates, and how clean octane and ethanol is one of a variety of different substitutes that are cost effective and available today. We think the EPA may not have moved in our direction back a number of years ago before the first renewable fuel standard because they felt that there wasn't the volume of ethanol that would be needed needed to displace more of the aromatics in gasoline, and it wasn't yet as cost effective. But fast forward to today, and we're clearly a cost effective alternative that doesn't carry the pollution and the particulate problem that is polluting more urban areas of the country. And so we're excited about the progress that's been made over the last couple of years. It's a great team. We're building the coalition more and more every month, and I think we've been having an impact in our conversations with the administration, the EPA, and the Department of Transportation, who's also involved in this current rulemaking, where we have an opportunity to make a difference.
Well, there's so much I want to ask you, but let's talk about your new job.
Yes.
And we're really excited about that because Raven is a sponsor of our app, agwire.com. So you're going to be going to work for Raven Industries in South Dakota. Tell me about what you'll be doing with them.
Well, Raven Industries is a terrific company, growing in all of its divisions. I was familiar with Raven when I was a member of Congress as a constituent company that I had the honor of representing, and then worked with them. They were one of my clients over the past year and a half in the consultant work I was doing at a law firm in Washington, D.C. They have three divisions, and the mission of the company is to solve great challenges, to help feed a hungry planet, to help protect our natural resources, and to make communities safer, both here at home and abroad. And with their Aerostar division, great technology, tethered aerostats. They've been in theater in Afghanistan, border security applications, keeping our service members safer, really a lot of potential for growth given some of the radar and sensor technology that they're working to develop, as well as the applied technology division, which is the precision agriculture technology. Great set of engineers and leadership in that division. A lot of international growth potential there as well. Great collaboration and partnerships with those who recognize that we need to substantially continue to increase the yields that our farmers are getting. And finally, the engineered films division, which is designing films for not only resource protection, natural resource protection, but also renewable energy development. They're working in collaboration with those that are growing algae for jet fuel applications, and they also work in the construction, other sectors of the economy, agriculture for those in the more specialty crop fields in the West Coast for when they fumigate soils, particularly for strawberry growers or others. It helps to provide an overlay to the soil so that their air quality standards can be met. So again, an exciting division, great leadership across the divisions, terrific executive team. I'm excited to be joining as their general counsel.
Well, and I don't want to hold you too much more back from your son, and he is so adorable.
Thank
and
you.
It's such
Thank you.
It's so great to see you and your dad and your son here. And I just wanted to talk about how much agriculture has meant to you as a person growing up, and how it has influenced your life and the direction that you've gone, and how you were able to serve agriculture in Congress.
Well, it's always for people that I've come to know over my lifetime who don't have that tie to that land, appreciation for agriculture, rural communities. Growing up on my family's farm has defined me. It's defined me as a young person. It defined me in college. It defined me in my desire to be a public servant. It's defined me in the next career choices that I made after being in office, both with the clients that I represented in agriculture and renewable energy, and now joining a company that has such a significant player and stakeholder in agriculture. And I think that one of the key reasons that I took the opportunity to join Raven Industries, in addition to the great professional opportunity, was to be home full-time and to raise Zachary closer to family, where he can spend time on the farm, have that same experience, understanding what his grandpa does for a living, and maybe one day he might choose farming and agriculture for his vocation profession as well.
Well, that's beautiful. Thank you so much, Stephanie. Here at the American Coalition for Ethanol annual meeting, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.